Everything could be destroyed long before then. A sudden thought struck him. He put on his fur coat and hat and went out into the hall. There he paused, hearing the slow, heavy tread of the policeman on the pavement outside, and seeing the flash of the bullseye reflected in the window. He waited and held his breath. After a few moments, he drew back the latch and slipped out, shutting the door very gently behind him. Then he began ringing the bell. In about 5 minutes, his valet appeared, half-dressed and looking very drowsy. "I'm sorry to have had to wake you up, Francis," he said, stepping in, "but I'd forgotten my latchkey. What time is it?"